Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. Joining us today, Dr. John Sutherland. He's an author and works for the University of Louisiana Monroe as the Chief Innovation and Research Officer. Dr. Sutherland, welcome to Lanyap. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Corey. Always a pleasure to be on. I wish we could be in person, but perhaps sooner than we think.
It will be soon, and your new office is just right around the corner from mine, so I still don't get to see you that much, though. Today, we're talking about a new book that you have authored called Playing with Fire, The Strange Case of Marine Shale Processors. Tell me a little bit about this book. What is it about?
Well, first off, it's about 25 years in the making. When I was a young graduate student, I had taken a class on hazardous waste engineering, and part of the project of the class was we had to go and visit, at the time, the world's largest hazardous waste incinerator in South Louisiana, in St. Mary Parish, in a little town called Amelia. And I can remember going there and talking to the officials and meeting with company people. And, you know, you've ever had this feeling where you're talking with somebody and they explain it a little bit too much and trying to convince you a little too much. And it always, in the back of my mind, I wondered if this place was as great as they said it was. Well, long story short, it turns out that marine shale processors had never received the appropriate air, water, hazardous waste permitting. They had never held public hearings. They simply existed because at the time, Governor Edwin Edwards had forced a very young Department of Environmental Quality to issue basically a letter saying, you guys can take the waste. And so at one point, they were the largest hazardous waste incinerator. They were taking hazardous waste from every state, from some countries. Their profits were sometimes in excess of $10 million per day. And it was something that the people in the town of Amelia eventually started asking questions over. And they said, you know, where's the permitting? Where's the public hearings? Well, it's one thing to be aggravated. It's another thing to have the evidence. And eventually some health studies began to pop up showing that there was indeed a disproportionate number of neuroblastomas, childhood cancers in and around the facility. Now, it's very hard sometimes to prove causation, but the correlation to it was enough where really a lot of mothers in the area formed an environmental group, South Louisianans Against Pollution, SLAP, which is a great name, and challenged the owner of the facility, a guy named Jack Kent, and through a series of court cases and public hearings and eventually, Jack Kent, a day of reckoning came where Governor Edwards was no longer in office. You had a new governor, Governor Buddy Romer. He had put someone different in charge of Department of Environmental Quality, and they were not interested in playing the same old corrupt political games. As a result of it, they started being challenged in court. Well, most people around the state would not necessarily know all the intricate details of this. However, most people remember the so-called race from hell, the one that had Edwin Edwards and David Duke running against each other for governor.
Right.
Well, the reason we got to that point, Corey, is because Buddy Romer, as governor, had opposed marine shale processors. The owner of the facility, a guy named Jack Kent, was convinced that Buddy Romer was going to send the state troopers to come arrest him. So he got in his yacht and sailed out into the Gulf of Mexico into federal waters beyond the reach of the state police. And when the election came around, he sailed up the Mississippi with a suitcase full of about $1 million in cash, went around to TV stations throughout New Orleans, funding anti-Romer ads, and destroyed Buddy Romer. To this day, Buddy Romer will tell you the reason he lost the election because he had decided to do the right thing against marine shale. And that's what brought this whole case to fruition.
Dr. John Sutherland with us on Lanyap. You were a longtime political science professor. Talk to me a little bit about the process. I'm reading about it, and I'm trying to understand. You say this thing looked like a giant cement mixer, and you put all the bad stuff in. What comes out the other end?
Yeah, I was fortunate, unfortunate, to be able to, as a young graduate student, to see what they would do is they would take barrels and barrels of hazardous waste, put it in the front of this, think about a smokestack on its side, spinning, hit it with about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, a little bit of polymer. And so what would come out the backside were these tiny little, they called it glass-like aggregate, little tiny black stones. And in the book, I've got a picture of me holding holding the aggregate. And the idea was that they were a recycler. They would recycle hazardous waste. The problem is the federal government, the state government, the parish, the city, and eventually politicians said, well, no, not actually. This is what is called sham recycling, fake recycling, because no one ever actually used the glass-like aggregate they produced. Ultimately, and one of the reasons it took me so long to write this, it took almost 15 years for the state to clean up, once they shut the facility down, about 15 years to clean up the facility. So it's one of those things where the process of this, I think to this day, the owner of it, Jack Kent, believes that he had one of the most advanced technologies to get rid of hazardous waste or reduce hazardous waste. I don't know that you would have the agreement from the regulators. Most regulators, whether at the EPA or DEQ, would say whether he did or didn't, he didn't follow process and procedure. And when you're dealing with something that has a potential health impact like this, procedure is very important.
Dr. John Sutherland with us. We are talking about his book, Playing with Fire, The Strange Case of Marine Shale Processors. Dr. Sutherland, you've written lots of books, and we're just about out of time. Do you have another one in the works?
Yeah, this book is actually part of a three-book deal where I'm going to focus on different environmental stories in which we, myself, you know, were involved directly. The next one I'm working on deals with arguably a stranger tale dealing with a landfill in South Louisiana. That one is going to be, I think, very strange as well.
For folks to find out more about your book, where can they find out more and purchase the book?
Probably the easiest thing for most people, because many people are still apprehensive about going out, just simply go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. Amazon is the one that we, because it's easier. Just type in Playing With Fire, John W. Sutherland, and the book will pop up.
That's John Sutherland with us today on Lanyap. All right. Cool.